Light pollution is not something most of us think much about, but for those of us who like to watch the sky at night, it can be a real problem. Astronomy fans have been trying to convince cities and towns to turn down the lights. Recently, those stargazers scored a couple of victories in the Saskatoon area. Richard Husiak is with the Saskatchewan Light Pollution Abatement Committee, and he joins me now from our Saskatoon studio. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Sheila.
So tell me about these victories. What happened?
Well, I think we lucked out a little bit on talking to City Council in Saskatoon, and we've managed to get a demonstration project up and running, and that's in the New Hampton Village subdivision, which is up by the airport just off of 33rd Street in Saskatoon.
And what's the project?
Well, the project was to install lights called full cutoff fixtures for the streetlights, and what that does is it prevents all the light pollution in the neighborhood. It still gets you exactly the same lighting on the ground, which is good for safety and security, but it prevents all the light from going up to the sky.
And that's the issue with most of the streetlights that we're all used to, hey?
It's the exact issue. The traditional streetlights are called copperhead lights, and they send a lot of light sideways and they produce a lot of glare. But the new technology streetlights just shine 100% of the light down, so all the energy is used for lighting on the ground.
How hard was it to convince people that this was a worthy project?
It was a few-year battle with City Council, but it really wasn't hard when we talked to City Engineering. They realized that the new technology lights could save them a little bit of money.
Plus, and they like saving money.
Yeah, it's not only the money savings, it's also quality of life. Basically, when you're in an environment at night where you feel safe with light on the ground, mm-hmm. Everybody wins with this. But the byproduct is that 100% of the energy used to produce this light actually ends up on the ground, and none of it ends up in the sky. So it makes us all happy.
Yeah, and why does it particularly make you happy? Why have you invested several years for this cause? Because it is something. I mean, most of us don't give things like streetlights a second thought. Why are you so passionate about this?
Well, from my personal background, I've been an amateur astronomer for over 30 years, and I really enjoy looking at the sky. And the new generation that's around today is just only one generation removed from our parents or even our grandparents that used to walk out of their back doors and actually used to see just a beautiful sky. Now we're living in big cities. We're used to lots of bright lights that waste a lot of energy. And as a byproduct of that wasted energy, they just pump so many watts up into the sky. And we've lost our connection with the stars.
And what's the next frontier for you? What battles still have to be fought?
Oh, there are a million battles, Sheila. if you look around, there's so many lights that glare. Energy has been cheap up to this point, so to put up a light is just a second thought by somebody. But to put it up efficiently so you've got a shield on top, so you're not wasting the energy, is something that's I think people are starting to realize now.
What about this office buildings? It always puzzles me, and I don't know how much of a battle this has been for you, but it always puzzles me why we see so many office buildings, including our own here at CBC, with the lights on all the time.
It's an interesting problem. I think it's really because energy has been traditionally pretty cheap, so people don't think twice about leaving the lights on at night. In the past as well, businesses were encouraged to leave lights on to allow for power loading levels so that generators didn't have to be spun up and spun down all the time. But technology nowadays, that doesn't matter anymore. As a matter of fact, there's a group in North America called FLAP, which is working with cities all over to get the office building lights turned off at night. And that's to help migrating birds find their ways through the bright cities.
Well, that's the other thing, isn't it? Yeah. And so how successful has this group been?
Oh, FLAP is very successful. They've convinced Toronto City Council to turn off a lot of lights. And the major flyways through the United States Northeast, they're working with a lot of cities there to do the same thing.
So how are we doing when it comes to all of this, the streetlights, the office buildings, all of the light pollution? How are we doing in Saskatchewan compared to other locations?
Well, on the whole, Saskatchewan's still getting brighter. But I think a lot of people are realizing that we can do this without a whole lot of issues and problems coming up. If we remember to put a cap on every light that we install, things are pretty easy. The demonstration project at Hampton Village is very positive. I hope everybody looks at it in a positive way, you know, saying, well, maybe I can't see the streetlight glaring in my eyes, but look at the good illumination on the ground and look at the energy we're saving. In addition, we have our very first Mission Ridge Country Estates development, which is an acreage development just outside of Saskatoon. Who they came to us asking for light pollution guidelines so that they could write it into their policy.
Hmm. All right. So you're starting to feel like the battle's tipping the other way, hey?
It is when people come to you and say, well, how do I prevent lights when I want to live in the country? Why should I light it up like the city? So what do I have to do to protect the sky?
Richard, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Sheila.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Richard Husiak is a member of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. He joined me from our studio in Saskatoon.